have lots of comments today. This is the electric return at 760-0700, and to thank you for calling. This tape is for Friday, August 5th, 1977. Remember, most of your comments will be played within 1 to 2 days, but some of you leave so many comments that I can't play all of them. It isn't fair to the other people. So if you leave many, you know, a couple of comments every day, don't expect them all to be played, because I just can't do that. Anyway, let's hear some comments. Don't you have anything better to worry about than marijuana? The whole economy is going to hell, and all you can worry about is whether Carter wants marijuana decriminalized. Don't you people have anything better to do than smoke marijuana or take this or take that?
Yes, I'd like to comment about being a rock musician. You know, it's not as easy as a lot of people think it is. I've been here for about a year and a half now, and I'm trying to find musicians to form a band similar to the energy coming across of Queen, groups like that. I'm not participating in drugs myself. I think of nothing but forming that one particular great, really good band, and I'm finding that it's very difficult to find other musicians that think that way. I have over $7,000 for the equipment, and I'm sitting in a very hot apartment, and I can't find anybody. You know, it's very hard. After you go to the recycler, as I was saying, as you go after you've gone through the recycler route for quite a while, you begin to see that, you know, this particular rock field is a very specialized field, and I may have overlooked something or some place to find these musicians that think probably like I do. If you have any comments on places that I have missed, I'd appreciate a comment, because I spend nothing but 24 hours a day thinking about getting that particular band together, finding those musicians. I'd like to hear your comments on what I have missed and places that I've missed. I thank you.
Turn around, bend over.
This is Nick Molliver.
I really do like your answering messages and all your stuff that you have on the 0700. I called up for the first time. I saw an ad in the recycler. It says telephone entertainment 24 hours, and had the number. So, you know, I thought I'd let it ring for a little while and see what happened. And I picked up and I listened to the whole thing, and I had my mother pick it up the next time and had her listen to it. And we really agreed with you. We really thought it was great. So that's all I want to say. Thank you. I called your other number, 0070. I really liked it. It's really nice to hear, you know, to be able to hear somebody talk and you don't have to talk back. You just sit back and relax and listen to it. Really liked it. Thanks for putting out a great answering machine that can provide entertainment each day. Thank you.
Well, now that I've masturbated my ego enough for this week, let me tell the long-distance callers one thing. Some of your comments, the carrier is louder than your voice, and I really can't play those. So when you call in, try to call in so that you have the least amount of carrier or tandems or whatever else you call through, okay?
Hi, my name's Barbara, and I'd like to know what you think of this poem. If I were a bird, I'd be as free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows. I'd have nobody to roll me or nobody to keep me. I'd be free. I'd be as free as could be. I'd fly above the waters. I'd fly through the sky. I'd never never say goodbye to my freedom. Thank you.
Anyway, there's another service that I know of that I think is really great, and I don't think too many people know about them. I think they've only been open about a month, and they're called Shalane, but they advertise under the name Everything for Everyone, and that's exactly what the service is. As I was saying, the service is called Everything for Everyone, and that's what they do. You just call them up, and I think there's a one-time charge of $25, and they can find you apartments, roommates, jobs. If you need a ride, they'll find you a ride. They can get you a car for the price you want to pay, dates, parties. They have a lot of contacts in the entertainment business also. And if you make a cassette or something, they can take it to producers. But anyway, I don't think Steve will give you the number. Well, let me say the number. So I checked. It's in the L.A. Recycler.
Steve, I must really disagree with you about your comment. Disagreeing with Steve's poem, the poem from Tom Santa Monica. It really is relevant. The persecution of the Jews by the Nazis.
Okay, I didn't say it was irrelevant. I just said it was too simple for that complicated an issue. And I was not necessarily suggesting that any of those three groups should be, persecuted.
The persecution of the Jews by the Nazis, that was an action of society. The Ku Klux Klan persecuting the Catholics, that is an action of some parts of society. Anita Bryant's crusade against the homosexuals, which in effect, by your means, society is condemning these people for being what they are. What happens if society one day declares that white Anglo-Saxon Americans are not good anymore? I mean, the people who sat there and said, it's not my problem because I am not affected, will be the first ones to worry and complain when there's no one there to say, hey, you're wrong. These people have a right to be what they are because they are people. This has been Jack from Hollywood. Goodbye.
New York is a place where all ethnic backgrounds struggle for superiority in the armpit of America. It is a dirty city with clean thoughts, an entity that exists because of the people, but is monopolized by a poorly run government. It has its downs, but there are many ups. It is a high-energy city. It has violence, but so does the Bible's Genesis. A world without violence is not yet here. New York is not paradise, but if you call someplace paradise, you can kiss it goodbye. Mark, New York.
Well, Steve, this is Al Glendale. I just want to tell you that I do appreciate your phone service and do not expect a tape out of you. Although, Winston's tape kind of left a little bit to be desired, and probably the quality of the calls you receive are based on the quality of the ones you broadcast. But I really want to thank you for having this. I really enjoy it, and I call in to listen just about every day. Thanks, Steve. Bye.
Well, I wanted to know where you get the legs by try the Capitol Records from. That's at the Capitol building on Hollywood Vine, the parking lot. The first Sunday of every month, this Sunday, August 7th. That's all. This is the Novelist.
Okay, so we still have quite a few comments left that will be played tomorrow, plus the new comments that you phone in today on 760-0706. Anyway, the tape will repeat shortly. And remember to call back tomorrow for more comments. Yeah, I even got the whole sentence in.